I want to speak on the transforming power of God's word. I'm going to be a bit shorter, don't worry. I nearly considered just having the week day off and just let the prophetic word do its work among us and the testimonies. Isn't that amazing? Wow. And wow, gosh, I just wish those doctors would give God the glory too, don't you? They know if they see their records healed by prayer that they'd be, you know, brought before some medical board or something. I want you, by the time you leave today, to have a hunger for God's word that will just grip you so that his word in your life becomes an absolute core to everything you do. Amen? Amen. I love God's word. I get God's word in the car. Amen? Amen. I worship God's word. Isn't it wonderful that, there's some great choruses that go, whoa, whoa, whoa. But most of it, you're declaring God's word. I have various, I got one thing which I get on VAS, a stream, and it's just scriptures on healing. So when I'm sick, if I'm not feeling I can get up and declare the word of God, I just lie down and let the word of God wash over me. Sometimes I fall asleep. Well, I'm still hearing God's word is still going into my inner man. I once went on a trip to the Republic of Benin, and I needed an interpreter, so I took a guy, and his name was Jean Hallelujah. That's what we all called him. And he was so into the word. He had his little earpiece, and he just walked around listening to the word. And then I actually had to share this. It was a big double bed, thank God, because that was it's the only place they could put us up. And he spent the whole night listening to God's word and speaking it out in French. And I didn't get so much sleep on that trip either. But he loved God's word. And I want to just recap one or two scriptures we did before. Jesus is the word. Amen? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word what? Was God. So when you are receiving God's word, you are receiving from Jesus himself. Amen? He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. Do you know the world was made as Jesus, as we read this scripture, and the same in Colossians, as Jesus spoke, let there be. The world was created. The word is a person. I love the prophetic, and we're going to see more and more of the prophetic. We're looking at various things in the future as well. But one of the things we need to realize, I had some reservations with certain folk back in London who kept saying, "What's God saying? What's God saying? What's God saying?" And after a while, I said, "What has God said? Because he's said it in his word." And yes, God will bring prophetic words into your life like this morning, and get under that shower, get under that waterfall, get that fire. But God has spoken. I wish I had a big black Bible up here. I've got about 40 Bibles in here, just so you know, all different kinds. But God has spoken. And that's why we got to, and let me tell you, God does not contradict himself. Amen? any word of prophecy will not contradict what God has already said. You know, I've had people say, God's told me they're married to someone. God's told me I'm going to marry this other person who's married as well. And I'm praying and I said, stop. God does not contradict himself. Amen? That is not from God. Amen? And I'm always very wary about dates. Someone said, by such and such a date, the whole of London will be flooded. And the whole of the city will be flooded. Well, that's on a hill, so that means the whole of Kent will have to be flooded. And it came and it went. Listen, get your life grounded on the Word of God. And then enjoy the prophetic words. I thank God, even recent days, I've had similar words from different people who don't talk to each other. Not because they don't like each other, just, you know, that confirm what God is saying. Amen? But get into His Word. His Word, as we saw last time, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. His Word is eternal. Yum, yum. You're going, those words will go on and on and on into eternity. Wow. That's why they're so powerful. I know some preachers, they say, I wish every CD, every stream that I ever preached a year ago would self-destruct because God's moved me on and I'm changed how I'm thinking. Well, Jesus is never going to change His Word. Wow. I listened to one so-called charismatic, and I'm just being upfront and honest. He said, oh, the Bible, that's just what God revealed in that generation. He's going to reveal different things in our generation. No, He's not. It's eternal. It's eternal. The context, that, as Billy Graham organization said, God's never-changing word to an ever-changing world. So the way the message, we deliver the message. So now we have these, you know, TikTok evangelists. Ding, 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 and they've got jeans that are just all ripped up and ding, 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 boom, boom, boom. I was listening to Silas in his room, and he's got what I call the bungy bungy rappers on, bung 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 bung, and then I thought, oh gosh, Lord, help him get a decent taste of music, and then I listened to the words, and it's all about Jesus, and they're preaching the gospel, and I go, oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help me to love these. And then we're driving the car, and let's listen to some of Silas's rap music. And boom. So we're going through Newbury. Bung, 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 bung. The word is the same, but the style, the way of communicating is different. As Paul said, to those under the law come under the law, those not under. So it's a never changing word. So get used to it. Someone said, I love Jesus, but I don't love the Bible. Well, I'm sorry, Jesus is the Word. He is before all things. This is Jesus, and in Him, all things, what? Hold together. And so, when you live your life in line with His words, you are living in harmony with the one that created all things and is currently holding all things together. Wow. Listen, I'm one of these daft people. When you buy one of those like IKEA kits, I haven't got time to read the instructions. Let's just get anyone, anyone relate to me? Someone's smiling and someone. Let's just get this thing to, I know where it goes. That goes in there, that goes in. So I get my, got this wardrobe and I put it, I don't need those instructions. They don't make any sense anyways. I'm bang, bang, bang. And then I realized the shelf is missing. And the only way of getting the shelf through the doors is to take it all apart again. To take it all apart. I knew there'd be a sermon in that. That wasted a whole day, half a day, my day off. The designer knows how to fix that together. And the designer, the creator, knows how best to live your life. The Word of God is not some old fuddy-duddy thing. The Word of God is made by the one who knows every cell in your body. Every hair that's left on our head, sorry. Oh, no, I couldn't resist that, I'm sorry. When we line up with his words, we are lining up with the one who made us. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I talk to pastors and I tell them, the Bible says one day of rest, at least. And you're working 7 days, and then every time I meet you, you tell me how burnt out you are. You know, in Russia, when Stalin came in, I think they went from a 7 day week to a 10 day week with one day off every 10, and they found productivity went down. Do you know, in this country, in order to get all the planes and everything built in Second World War, they said, okay, we're just going to work flat out. And they found by not taking a day off, productivity went down. Learn to live according to God's word. Amen. He designed you. He knows how you are meant to work. He knows, as Bob said, your destiny. Some people have incredible gifts, but because they don't live in accordance with his word, they blow what God's given them. Walk with the one who holds it all together. Amen. Now here's the clincher. If anyone loves me, how many people love Jesus here? More than Arsenal? Okay. Yeah. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, what are they going to do? Keep my word. And my Father will love him. We'll come to him and make our home in him. If you love Jesus, you're going to have a love for his word. I remember one old-time preacher. And he said to me, I used to look at my dad sitting on the porch reading God's word, and tears would fall down his face because he just loved Jesus. And when he had that time reading God's word, Jesus ministered to him. We've looked recently at recognizing God's presence in the communion as we break bread, as we just did, and we think of what he did at the cross. When you come to God's word, commune with Jesus. If you love Jesus, you'll keep his word. And do you know what? This generation, I mean, there were people way back, they couldn't even read and write. Do you know, up the road here in Oxford on Broad Street, Latimer and Cramer were burnt at the stake. Part of it was for holding up that the people should have God's word. Tyndale, William Tyndale, who brought the first copy of the Bible to these shores, you know, was persecuted. Men gave their lives that you can have his word. Amen? And I want to encourage you, maybe you find, you know, reading or whatever, just is make time for his word. But if it's not just having 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour, it's having his word when you're driving in the car. When I lived in London, all these people complaining about traffic jams for 2 minutes in Newbury, go to London, you'll be in a traffic jam 50 minutes. And you better find something to keep you going. Let his word wash into you. Listen to people who preach his word. Amen? Download this podcast. Hallelujah. When I'm going to Brentford, I get psyched up listening to his word. Amen. And I pray that they win. And I don't care if Aston Villa fans praying too. My prayers are prevailing. Sorry, I'm joking. Jesus and his word are together. He is the Word made flesh. Amen? If you love Jesus, love his Word. Amen? Are you with me? All Scripture, just say all Scripture, is God-breathed. Wow. It carries the breath of God. The Holy Spirit, Jesus was working. And you say, how about Paul? You know, with all the funny things he says, I work harder than all the other apostles. I don't know how that went down. Cracking a joke. What about the romantic song, the Song of Songs? Incidentally, God's in romance. Hallelujah. We're going to celebrate our wedding anniversary. And we have a little place we go. We've been going the last 3 years. And it's been so, so wonderful every time. God is in the whole of life. It's God breathed. And so even the bits, God, the Holy Spirit was breathing upon it. And yet he works through. Paul wrote in a different style to someone else. John, for instance. John's gospel has a different slant to Luke's gospel. Because he doesn't eradicate your personality. Someone thinks preaching, you should just go, the Bible says this, blah, 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 blah. No, God uses your personality. When you're sharing the good news, he will use your personality. Amen? And so he breathed through Paul. He breathed through each of these people that wrote. He didn't eradicate their personalities, but it's still God's word, as I'm going to show you in a minute. Sorry, it's got a bit smaller. This is Peter, and some people say, well, how can, and incidentally, it says all Scripture. All Scripture. Some people say, well, I like this bit of the Bible, but I don't like the book of Revelation, or I don't like Leviticus. No, all Scripture. Tozer said this, only a whole Bible makes a whole Christian. So get the whole lot, get the tough bits, get the good bit, get the, you know, there was some friends of mine, and they like, we have, you know, they didn't read the Bible that much, but I had my promise box. Sorry, if anyone's got a promise. And they get a promise for the day, and it's always something good. But that's like growing up on ice cream. You're going to get some meat. Amen? Oh, we're going to have a nice lunch with the newcomers and get some meat. Hot, meaty breath. Hallelujah. That's, get into the meat as God's word. Some people, you're still drinking milk. It's time to get into his word. To chew on it. I wish Nigel was here. He's had to go to help with something. Learn to chew. Those cows, they say they chew. I don't know how long, 45 minutes or something, they chew the grass before they swallow it. Chew on God's word. Amen. Okay, it's God-breathed, and it's useful for correcting, rebuking, training in righteousness, that we all may be equipped. Now, look at this. Peter said this. It says, Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. And also in all his epistles, speaking of these things, in which some things they are hard to understand. Yeah, we agree with that sometimes. Which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction. So people distort the word of God. But listen to this. As they do the rest of scriptures. So already the early church was gathering the epistles of Paul and putting them together as scripture. Do you see that? As they do the rest of scriptures. And as early as the 200s AD, there was already a canon of New Testament books being formed. And, the Bishop of Alexandria, 367 AD, had those books all together and was using them as scripture, as the New Testament. And then in AD 373, they decided that's what will form the canon of scripture. And that, I remember Billy Graham, he had a colleague who was really on fire for God, but became very liberal. So much so that they went their different ways. And Billy Graham came to this crisis of, in his own walk with God, did he believe the Bible was the word of God? And he came to that place. I believe this is your word. Amen. And my role is not to change the message. My role is to communicate the message. Amen. And when those, it was a council of bishops from all over, and they came down on what was the canon of scripture, I have every confidence in that. But also I have confidence because when I read God's word, God speaks to me. Amen. When I read God's word, I receive life. When I read God's word, it transforms me. And if you've ever done the ELSA course, there's more evidence of the Gospels and of Jesus than of Julius Caesar. There's so many historical records so close to when they were written. Amen. Are you still with me? Knowing that no prophecy of Scripture is a private interpretation, but the Holy Spirit spoke through them as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Sorry. Yeah. We need to be careful because there are people greater than us who've misunderstood the Bible. In the early days of the Pentecostal movement, back in the early 1900s, they had a camp meeting where hundreds, if not thousands, of new Pentecostals came, and it was going really well. But then one night, one leader claimed to have a revelation that there was no Trinity, and Jesus was the only one, and everyone had to be rebaptized only in the name of Jesus, and it split this new move of God, the oneness Pentecostals, and then they got into all sorts of other things, you know, snake handling. It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Because if I'm believing God, I'm not going to be bitten. Sadly, some of them were. Can I just say, it's not for private interpretation. We need to make sure that as we hear, as God ministers us, we don't, a lot of cults run off on one scripture. But God will speak to you in different ways. Different script, same scripture will speak to people in different ways. But if it's talking about the historical grounding of our faith, God is not going to suddenly say, I'm not Father, Son, and Holy Spirit anymore. Well, no, he's not. And that's where we need to, everything, every word of scripture does not contradict what God has already said. Amen. I know a friend of mine, a lady came up to him and said, God's told me I'm going to marry you. And she said, well, could you just go and explain that to my wife? She's just sitting there. Get lined up with scripture, because then your prophetic words will carry God's ways. You'll be tuned in to what he's saying. And all those words today, bang on, right from the heart of God. How do we interpret God's word? We need to get the context of God's word. What did it mean to those who were originally being written to? You know, is it 10 headed monster going to appear in the Atlantic Ocean? Well, that's in the book of Revelation. No, it's symbolic. Amen? So there's a context there. Different scriptures in the New Testament about makeup. Well, the context is, it's what's on the inside that's more important than what's on the outside. But please, wear your perfume and your things. You know, don't come in looking miserable. Amen? We could go on, couldn't we? Head covering. Well, there's different. I don't want to offend anyone. But I don't. Yeah. In the context of Corinth, if you didn't wear a head covering, you were a prostitute. So there's a context there. Amen? So, yeah. But if you want to wear a hat or something, please do. If that, you know, so get the context. How does it flow with the other scriptures? What did the early church leaders believe? I looked up a lot of that with the communion. What does the wider body of Christ understand? And sometimes God will refresh a scripture. He will restore the prophetic. He will restore intercession. He will restore apostolic ministry. He will restore all these things. Amen? And he emphasizes certain things at certain times. But let's make sure we're grounded in scripture. Amen? I had someone say to me, unless I pray for you, you're finished. I said, I love people praying for me, as long as they're praying the right, of course. anyway, let's not go there. And I said, but if my faith depends on your prayers, then I really don't have that's not the right thing. We support and love one another, and we hold each other's hands up, but we're not finished. Amen. If someone decides not to pray for us. Amen? Don't let anyone control you in that way. Have confidence in your own faith. Amen? Jesus honored the word of God. Someone said, well, you know, that was just God's revelation back then. Now God's going to give us new revelation. Can I just say, if Jesus was the word of God, he actually submitted himself to the scriptures. 49 times, that's not including the repeated where it's mentioned in the different gospels, he quoted scripture. Amen? He didn't come, I'm the word of God, therefore the old thing, well, I'm just going to do the new thing. He quoted out of the Psalms. He loved David. He quoted David. He quoted Moses. He quoted the scriptures. He submitted himself to the scriptures. Amen? And yet he was the word of God. I've heard charismatics say, well, my revelation, I don't really read the scripture anymore because my revelation is more important. Do you know the suicide coach, Jim Jones? One day he got the Bible, threw it on the floor, said, we don't need this anymore. I'm the word of God. And that's the group that ended up as a suicide cult. If anyone ever undermines the word of God or trashes the word of God, you just ignore them. Amen. Jesus honored the word of God. Amen. Yum, yum. The word of God is not dead. What does it say? The word of God is, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. I'm getting Pentecostal now. Hallelujah. It is alive. When you read the word of God, let me tell you, the whole of scriptures is the logos of God, and that's the word used in John where it says he is the word. But then there is the rhema of God. And it's when you read God's word, suddenly, how many people, you're reading scriptures and a verse just jumps off the page of you? You know what I mean? That's when God turns the logos into the rhema. And that's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word rhema that what? Proceeds. God is speaking to you today. When you open his word, ask him. He's the author, as I shared before. It's the only book you're likely to open where the author is present beside you or in you. Amen? Are you okay? The word, it cuts through between the soulish and the spiritual. I had times God said, if your attitude does not change, you're going to miss the blessing of God. You repent and change your attitude to this mission. Amen? I've been driving to a meeting and it's like, oh, another meeting. Not here, of course, but and God said, you go meeting a group of whatever, and I had to repent, and then I get to the meeting and God shows up. Amen? It cuts through. Let everything is bare before God. He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. And that sword, let it pierce into your life. Amen? It will cut out the dross. Get in line with his word. We have something amazing in the new. The word of God is what, Ash? Near you. In your. And in your. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. It's in you. I remember hearing of a guy who planted 3 churches in Uganda with 2 pages of scripture. Who couldn't read, but someone read it to him. And that's the impact those scriptures had. And you have the whole thing every day. Amen. It's better than Coronation Street, EastEnders. They're just going to be arguing forever, by the way. It won't end. Or even a football match. Amen. Yeah. But I speak God's word over those players. Listen, I love it when I hear Silas say, my daddy says. My daddy says. Brentford, the best team in the world. My daddy says. How much more does God love it when you say what God says about your life? Get the junk out of your life. Oh, I'm just a worm. No, you're not. You're a child of God. Get up. Well, I'm just a nobody. I'm a failure. No, you're not. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. Amen? Well, you know, I didn't come from a Christian background. Well, a lot of people here didn't either. But now you have been grafted in to a new vine tree and you are joined to Jesus. and you have a new family, amen, and life comes to you because you are in Christ, amen. And so as I think about his word and I speak what he says, you know, you get saved by believing and speaking. You believe in your heart and confess. With what? Your toe? Your mouth. In our house, we have that strange woman called Alexa. Anyone? She is voice activated. Alexa, turn on the light. Sorry, on the live stream, if your lights have just gone on. And bing, the lights go on. Your faith is voice activated. You believe and you therefore speak what God says. I am more than a conqueror. Greater is he who's in me than he that's in the world. And you need to know that sometimes. Amen. Someone said, oh, in this church, we're going to have real problems because there's two covens nearby. I said, we're not going to have a problem. They're going to have a problem. And those both got shut down because I know, heard down by, it wasn't working in the same way. No, because God's people were praising God and filling that area with the blessing of God. Amen. Have confidence. Speak his word. Oh, you know, I'm going to have to bring this into land because we've got to get out of here. You, who needs a sauna when you got church, eh? Bring it. You know, they rewritable CDs. I used to have rewritable CDs. And then one time I found someone had recorded a load of absolute rubbish music on my rewritable CD. And I pulled it out and I was about to snap it. And then I realized it's rewritable. So I thought, oh, I'm going to put my music onto this CD. Hallelujah. And so when they came and they put their, what they thought was, they listened to my music. Do you know your mind is like a rewritable CD? You may have built up a whole load of junk in your thinking. And I did. I didn't know my dad. I was so insecure, needed affirmation from everyone, including our cat. I mean, I was fearful of man. I just didn't think I could do anything, go anywhere, do anything of any significance. And then God got hold of me. I found out who I am in Christ. I got to know the truth, and the truth set me free, and God's word rewrote. That laser beam of the Holy Spirit started gnawing into the CD of my brain, and I started to speak what Daddy spoke about me. Amen. The enemy plonks condemnation on you, reminds you of something you did 15 years ago. There's no condemnation for those in Christ. That's under the blood. Hallelujah. Nothing to worry. I'm just using it as years ago. That was before I was saved. Yeah. And you break that condemnation, you bring that thought captive, and you speak what God speaks. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. I stand not in my righteousness, but in his righteousness. When you get the Bible, the word of God abiding in you, it changes every aspect of life. And I want to encourage you, don't get your brain and snap it like I nearly did. Get the laser beam of God's word to groove into you the truth. Amen. And then don't just store it in here. Speak it. Speak it out. He's the high priest of your confession. Well, I don't know. I'm just a bit of... We're just going to flick through this. Jesus said, if you abide in me,
And my what?
Some of you need glasses right now. Will abide in you. What's going to happen? You will ask what you desire, and it will be done for you. You know, some people, God answers daft prayers sometimes. I remember being in a meeting and said, Lord, shake this building with the power. I wasn't in the meeting, a friend of mine was, and the building shook a bit. But listen, when you abide in his word, your prayers will be aligned to his word. Amen? You won't be praying daft prayers. Give my dog an air-conditioned dog kennel. You know, that is not very high on God's agenda right now for your life. Mind you, it might be for Milo anyway. But abide in his word. And the more you abide in his word, you're going to be praying accurately. Often I pray God's word back to him. Amen? It says, and you will ask what you desire, and it will be done for you, because your words will be in line with his word. Amen? Amen. Well, I can see some of you are going about to pass out. So we will just get to the end of this. John 14, 23. You can renew your mind. You don't have to think as you thought. You don't have to keep stupid thinking that pulls you down. You can start thinking what God says, speaking what God says, living what God says. If anyone loves me, who loves Jesus? What does it mean? He will. And the Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. If you love Jesus, you're going to love his word. Well, I just want to encourage you. I only got half a sermon. Obviously, God gave me half a day off today with all the prophetic words, and I encourage you to go through them and receive them. But listen, learn to love his word. It will change everything. The more messed up you are, the more his word. The entrance of his word brings light. Amen. It changes us. Just stand for a moment. We're going to just pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray. Lord, you can just take everything that's been shared today, all those testimonies, encouragements. There's so much, Lord. And I pray today you will impart to us a love for your word. That we will devour it. We will meditate on it day and night. Your words, Lord, you will send us your word, your rhema words that bring life, that carries your spirit and your life to us. Lord, give us a love that will cause us to yearn and long for your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen.